in New Orleans, why we'd often wonder where a dead person was located. But any time we had somebody that was dead, we know we had plenty good food that night, plenty ham sandwiches, cheese sandwiches with mustard slapped all over the bread. Those days I belonged to a quartet, and we, of course, we specialized in spirituals for the purpose of finding somebody that was dead. And we could sing them too, I'm telling you. The minute we'd walk in, of course, we'd have our correct invitation, and that would be right to the kitchen where all the food was. Of course, the dead man or the dead woman would always be laid out in the front, and they'd be by themselves most all the time. They was dead, and there was no other reason to be where there was living people.
Well,
I guess one of those spirituals, I guess it kind of sounds good. Let me see. Steal away. Steal away. Steal away home to Jesus. Steal away. Steal away. One of our favorite numbers was this one. Ideas of the harmony, which made it beautiful and made it impossible for anybody to jump in and sing. I tell you, we had such beautiful numbers to sing at all times. Of course, now when the dead man would be there, he wouldn't hear anything that we would be saying at all, nothing. And of course, we'd all go right on back to the kitchen and get our cheese sandwiches and ham sandwiches all slapping over with mustard and some whiskey, and cans of beer sometimes. And sometimes, if it was a man dead, a lot of times the lady would be glad, the wife to the husband, would be glad that he's gone. And she would, of course, she'd be having a wonderful time also.